I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Monday, July 6th, our guests, violinist Sirica Pustin and pianist Jeanette Kukuk, begin a three-concert presentation of Beethoven's 10 sonatas. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Sarah, you're actually returning to Bloomington. Got your undergrad degree here before going on to graduate work and, of course, your national and international career. So we're glad to have you back in town.
It's wonderful to be back, and I always love coming back to Bloomington.
Now, critics write that Beethoven's early sonatas are for piano with violin accompaniment, but later the instrument becomes a full partner. I see that you've chosen to mix the early and late works in each of the three concerts.
Yes, we have. We thought that it was more interesting to have some of the early works of Beethoven with more mature works to see how he developed. And also in terms of timing and programming, it seemed to be a little bit more balanced.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel being, out-muscled by the piano in the early?
it doesn't bother me. We also see that in the sonatas of Mozart and even Brahms. They're marked for piano with violin. And Beethoven himself was a pianist, so it's quite logical that, and he was just following the tradition that was set before him. And I think as he became more mature and developed his own style, he wanted to have a more virtuoso role for the violin as well. And so as he went on in his development, he decided to change the way he notated that.
For those of us who just listen, it seems strange to think of a violin accompanying a piano.
Well, I think the essence of chamber music is just that we support and accompany one another. And especially in the first two sonatas of Beethoven, you'll see that very often that we're sharing a theme and passing it back and forth and alternating not only the theme but also the accompaniment. So it's really, even though it says violin accompaniment, it's a shared role.
Jeanette, you've become a fixture of the IU Summer Music Festivals, regularly teaching and performing in a variety of mm-hmm. settings. In your bio, it says that you're particularly concerned with musical intuition. Now, this isn't the first time that the two of you have presented all 10 of the sonatas. Are there changes in your overall vision as you play them again?
Yeah, there are. It's especially since we recorded 5 of them, and that was after we last year performed all 10 of them. And I found, especially during this recording, that our intensity, our view, and the analysis of it got to a totally another level, really much, much more detailed, much more to the essence of what he writes. Now, after the recording, we started rehearsing again and playing it, and it's like we start over again in a way, because it changes your outlook on literally every note you play.
Can you tell us a little bit more specifically about one example of something that changed?
Well, for me personally, what I feel playing this on a modern piano is limiting. And I found myself trying to find a sound that was as pure and as clear as possible, and that so that all the phrasing would come out exactly the way he wrote. And then after the recording, the producer said, actually what you're doing is you are trying to play on a pianoforte. Piano on a heavy duty, Steinway, and it's killing for your fingers, but the result is there.
We've been talking with pianist Jeanette Kukuk and violinist Sirica Pustin about their upcoming performances of the complete Beethoven sonatas. The first of their three concerts is on Monday the 6th at 8 in IU's Recital Hall. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.